This is Daf HaShavua. This is Shir number 2 for Ksuvos Mem, Daf Mem, where our Mem is the top line where it says El Amar Rabbi Zera. Now, we are in the middle of a discussion about the fact that the Torah says you pay 50 shekel for Ones and Mefata in the case of Ones, and the question was, maybe the 50 includes the Boshes and Pagam. Maybe it's not 50 shekel just for the Knas, and then there's Boshes and Pagam additional payments over and above that. But maybe the 50 includes everything. So Elamar Rabbi Zera, I'll bring a proof that in fact 50 is separate, is an independent payment. Now what the Gemara had said before was we mentioned Shloshim Shel Evet. I mentioned by mistake a 50. It's 30. It's 30 shekel if a person sure kills an Evet Kanani, you pay 30 shekel. That's a knas. That's a fixed amount. And you're paying a fixed amount, regardless of what the evet is worth, however talented the evet is worth. So maybe you pay 50 shekel when a man is ma'anes this nara, and 50 shekel includes the boshes of begam also. Maybe that's just a fixed amount, includes everything, no matter what a value is. No matter what the boshes is, no matter what the begam is. So Elamar Abizera, I'll bring you a raya. Ilu bo aleho shnayim. Let's say two men violated a girl. Echad kidaka v'echad shaloka kidaka. One in the natural way and one unnaturally. So yomru ba'al shleima chamishim, ba'al peguma chamishim as well. You're going to tell me that one, a person who had bia with this girl when she was shleima, meaning she had, no one had bia with her yet. So you're telling me, okay, that one pays 50. And now, Baal Paguma, a girl who all had already had relations unnaturally, she was violated unnaturally, so now she's already a Paguma. But she's still a Basula, because the first Bia was unnatural, so now she still has Basulim, haven't been ruptured yet. So now you're going to tell me this man also has to pay 50? That doesn't make any sense for it to be that case. So Top Rashi, Elam Abizera, Mehacha Mistabra, Shein Boshes Bechlal Chamishim. I'll tell you how it's logical that Boshes can't be included in 50. Dim Kane, Ein Hefresh Ben Baal Shlema, Labal Paguma, Shenivala Shalokidarka, Vehechon, where she had Bia Shalokidarka, Vehechon, who Hefresh Shevenayim. Where would there be a distinction between them? There should be. If you say everyone's paying, you're paying 50 as well. Obviously, there should be a difference between them. Shmamina Gabe Boshes, Kevon Shenifkava Kvar, Ain Boshta Rav Kishlema. You see from here, obviously, that Boshes, since she already had a Pagam, so her Boshes is not going to be as much as the one who was Shlema from the very beginning. So that is his raya. Says the Gemara Malay Abaye, Yachi Gabi Evanami. Can ask the same question regarding the 30 shekel fine that you have to pay, that the owner of an ox has to pay for the slave that Evan Kanani that he killed. So Yomu Evan Bari Shloshim, Evan Mukashkin Shloshim. Oh, could it be? You're going to pay the same amount for an Evan who's healthy versus an Evan who is Mukashkin who's afflicted with boils? It's the same amount. So why should that be? Obviously, there's a good reason to make a difference between the two cases, and yet we don't. So the Gemara there for Sistelamar Abaye, we had Abaye in the past. I'll tell you that there's a pasuk that teaches us this halacha. Amakra, tachas asherina. When you pay 50, what are you paying the 50 shekel for? Is tachas because you afflicted her, you violated her, you caused her suffering? Hane tachas asherina. This 50 shekel is paid because you tortured her, you afflicted her. Michlal, that implies the ikaboshes ubegam. That's not tachas asherina. That's what the Rashi says. Tachas asherina, first thing lan gabe chamishim kesef ksiv. Michlal the boshes ubegam sheina mishaminoi sharei yesh mishar chovlin. That you pay boshes ubegam regarding other cases of injury, they're obviously not included in the phrase tachas asherina. So it's 50 shekel because of tachas asherina. Other payments can be additional to that. They're not included in the 50. Rashi then just tells you what pagam is. Pagamu nezek hanishom nami b'shor chavolos. Pagam is the same equal, is the same concept as nezek, which is assessed regarding other injury as well. Okay, and Rava has another proof. Rava Amar Amar Krav and Asano Isha Shochevi Malavianara Chamishim Kosef. Ah, what do I see from there? We've had this in the past as well. Ha'isha Shochevi Ma, it's 50 shekel. What does that mean? Hana Shchiva Chamishim. Oh, it's only the Hana from having relations that's 50. But Michladi supposed to be Gaboshes Begam. But there's other compensation. There's humiliation. There's Begam that she depreciates in value. You have to pay for that as well. So that is also another raya. Ask the Gemara. Vemalidida. Okay, very nice. You're telling me that you pay 50, there's 50 shekel, that goes to the father, but there's boshes to begam in addition to that. Maybe the boshes to begam goes to her and not the father. After all, if you think about the pasuk, look at Rashi. Ve'ema lidi dahave, 4 or 5 lines into the thin lines, debishlam aknas, ksiv beven asan lavihana ara, that regarding the 50. Elahani leheve lidi da, let those be her. So the Gemara says, amakrono. The pasuk says regarding Nedarim, Parshas Matos. Nonetheless, we learn from there as well. Kol shvach nurel avia. All prophets that a girl comes to a girl during Hanaris period goes to the father. Rashi says binurebe savia gabe Nedarim ksiv. True, it's written regarding Nedarim, that showing that the father has the rights of hafaras Nedarim, annulling her vows when she's in Ara. But nonetheless, umiyu ikalamashmi mina, but we can derive something else from there as well. Dibimeinu urel tila akasa bevesavia, that during our days of Naras, the pasuk says that she's dependent, really, the pasuk says that she's connected to a father's house. That's regarding everything. I asked the Gemara of Elohada Amarav Huna Marav, minain shamaisa habas le'avi. How do you know that whatever the fruits of the girl's labor of a daughter goes to the father? Shenamar v'chiim kor ish es bitola ama. Father was able to sell his daughter as a maidservant. And what's the connection between bito and ama? Ma ama ma'aseh del rabajas. Like when it comes to ama shivcha, the ma'aseh adayim go to the master. Af bas ma'aseh del avia. So too the same kind of relationship. A maidservant to the master and a daughter to the father. So the fruits of our labor, the work of our hands, maisei adayim, go to the father. So lomali, the question is, what do I need that drusha for at all? Tape claiming to me being a rabbi savia. Didn't you just teach me? Being a rabbi savia teaches me that. And the fact that I have another pasuk of v'chim koresh es bitola ama, comparing a bas to an ama, that everything goes to the master and goes to the father. So then being a rabbi savia may not be able to teach me what I wanted to teach me. Maybe that's just for nedarim, and that can't teach me that shvach nur elavia, that the boshes of begam go to the father. Maybe go to the daughter. So the Gemara says, Ella, you're right. The fact that I need this pasuk binere beisavia hahi bahafaras nedarim dichsiv. So this is part of the question, meaning obviously that pasuk is not coming to include anything about the prophets that come to a girl go to the father. Maybe the boshes of begam go to her, and we have no choice but to say that Benere Beisavia is speaking about Hafaras Nedarim. So the Gemara says, hold on, maybe I can derive that if it's true the father has control over the Hafaras Nedarim, maybe he gets the prophets as well, the Boshes of Begam as well, and that maybe is the source. V'chite min alef mina, let's derive it from there. So if he has the rights over Nedarim, he has the monetary rights as well. So Gemara says you can't do that. Mamona meyisur lo yafina. You can't learn laws of mamon, monetary matters, from halachos of isur veheter, which is cases of Nedarim. And if you say no, I'll learn it from the fact that I'm not connecting Isur Veheter to Mamon. Learn Mamon from Mamon, meaning just like the Knas goes to the father, that's Mamon, so too the Boshes of Begam should go to the father. Maybe that's the Raya, that the daughter doesn't get it and the father gets it. You also can't do that. Mamona Miknasa Layafinan. Those are also two different categories of money. Knas is a fine, very different. It's not official compensation. Ella, the Gemara says, it's a svara. Not binerebe savia, not learning from that pasuk at all. It's logical. It boshes to become go to the father. Why? El mistabada via hava di bayi masar la leminuval umukashrin. Because if he wants to, he can give her over for marriage to a minuval, someone who's repulsive or someone who has boils. So how does that change matters? So if you take a look at Rashi, the Masar Ela Mistabra, says Rashi about 13 or so lines into the thin lines, Ela Mistabra, the Boshes who begam da Avhavya. Why? Because it's in his control. Shara biyadu levaisha biboshes biila ulapogba bibekam biila. He has control over boshes biboshes. How so? Dibai masar la lakacha bibia. He can give her for marriage, for bia purposes, luminuval umukashrin, kedisnan lakaman haav zakai bibito. What merit, what privilege does he have? Bikiduja, bikesiv shtaru bibia. Bikavin dibiyadu lito maman lapogma levaisha. Bushazu, hashtaf sedeh. So what he's saying is, since he has the ability to take money for being po game har, being mevayishar with this marriage in this boshes, so therefore it's his loss. Now that she's been violated, since he has that right to subject her to kiddushin with someone who is repulsive, and in that way it's going to blemish her and make her give her boshes, and he could do that in exchange of money. So therefore, this is all in his parsha, in his jurisdiction, and therefore the money, the boshes of Pagam, go to him. Then the Mishnah said, Pagam, Rowan Osakilu, he should come into Karas. How do we evaluate Pagam? Depreciation. See if she's a slave. Has she sold as a Shivcha in the Shuk? Says the Gemara, Hechi Shamin Allah, how do we evaluate that? Amar Avu and Shmuel. Omnin kama adam rotzelitain ben shivcha besula la shivcha beula. We just see, well, in the end, she's only lost a besulin. So what changes in value? Well, we assess how much a person would be willing to pay for a shivcha, or how much more someone would be willing to pay if she's a besula over a beula. L'shamsho, for the purposes of serving him. Says the Gemara, shivcha beula l'shamsho. May nefka lemine, what's the difference if she's a beula or not? She can do the same kind of work. Ella means like this. Again, shivcha beula shamsho may nafka lemine. Ella bein shivcha beula l'shivcha she'ena beula. For what purpose? Lahasil la'avdo. To the purpose of marrying her off to his slave, to his Eved Ivri. Ah, you'll tell me, Ulaavda Manafka Lemina, why does he care if this girl who he's marrying is a Basula or not? And so he is Be'evid Sheesh Lo Larabo Koras Ruach Heimenu. Speaking about a slave whose master has Koras Ruach, is very satisfied with the work that he does, and he wants to do something nice for him. And we've mentioned this in the past. Look at the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Koras Ruach Shezoyer Bavo Daso. He's very careful and he's doing avod. He has a good work ethic. Vafu wrote Lanachas Ruach Lahat Imo Tam Besula. So the master wants to do something nice for him and to give her a Besula, and therefore the Besula, as sold as a Shivcha, indeed does have a greater value than that of a Be'ula.